There's enormous demand for workers on aircraft and aerospace parts made in Everett, Renton, and other locations all over the state. And the Puget Sound region is getting a big boost meeting it. King County recently announced its Workforce Development Council is receiving $800,000 in new federal grant money.
For aerospace-related training at community and technical colleges here in King County this coming spring quarter. Congratulations.
But King County Executive Dow Constantine says they also know that any competitive edge the region seems to be enjoying right now could soon become irrelevant. For starters, the average age of Boeing machinists and engineers is 50. There's also pressure from other aspiring regions who want aerospace work as well.
Not just from legacy manufacturers in Europe, but from new emerging manufacturers in Russia, in China, in Brazil, in Canada, and elsewhere.
There's competition from other states, too. Texas, Kansas, and South Carolina often come up as threats to local efforts. Along with training up the region's workers, there's a state aerospace alliance trying to remove governmental red tape and other obstacles that could impede the local aerospace sector. They'll have a big lobbying day in Olympia next month. State officials say 21,000 more aerospace workers will be needed over the next decade. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.